Jerome Williams joins us, JYD himself, of course, former Raptors forward and the community representative, and he's also the chairman of JYD Project Inc., which is all pretty impressive. But Jerome Williams, you got your own bobblehead now. You have made it, my friend. How did that feel?
Hey, man, that felt great. I finally made it, got a bobblehead. Raptors took time out to honor me last night, and I was just truly humbled by the fans' response and the dog pound, you know, cheering the Raptors on the victory against the Clippers. That was a great game.
It was. And you know one thing about it, JYD, and I say it with all sincerity, is congratulations on that, because it does show you what an impact you made on the city and how much people do appreciate someone like yourself who embraced the community and Toronto. And Jerome, I think we're seeing a lot of that with this current Raptors team, because I think a lot of them feel the same way about Toronto that you did when you were playing here.
Hey, it's good to see, you know, that's one thing about it, is us professional athletes, you know, whether you're brand new or you're former, the community continues to be what it's all about. You know, the NBA is about embracing people in different cultures and different groups. And we see how one sport can actually bring the community together. And I was just so happy to be blessed to have played in a city like Toronto, where, you know, it's supported by an entire country. And it's just a unique experience, because you can see that has birthed a lot of young NBA stars. Andrew Wiggins, Anthony Bennett, Corey Joseph, Tristan Thompson, guys that I even had a chance to coach in high school, are now enjoying, you know, the NBA and doing well. And the Raptors, you know, are responsible partly of making all that happen. And I'm just so glad that we're now seeing the difference that being a part of the community can make.
Jerome Williams with us. That's so well said, Jerome, former Raptors forward and community representative. He's also the chairman of JYD Project Inc. and had his bobblehead night at the Air Canada Center. And the Raptors came back from a slow start to beat the Clippers 123-107. Jerome, let's talk a little bit about the game. Curious from your standpoint, this Raptor team has certainly come a long way in the last calendar year. That's for sure. They're one of the top teams in the Eastern Conference now, but they do seem to have that real penchant for starting slow and digging themselves into a hole and coming out of it. Have you got any theories as to why that happens to a team so often? Not just this Raptor team, but how some teams can sort of have the same MO all the time, if you know what I mean?
Well, I think it does have a lot to do with the fact that they're no longer sneaking up on anybody. You know, teams like the Raptors are now on everybody's radar. They're no longer expected to just come in and be an easy win. People are actually getting pumped up, getting motivated for them. And you can see that in the first quarter with the energy level that comes out when they come out to play. So there's going to be probably more of that. But the Raptors, being a good team, are able to come back and really do what they do. So that's a good thing.
Good thing is right, and if you're going to play your best basketball and make your best quarter of the game, make it the third or the fourth instead of the first, you're right about that. James Johnson had a terrific game, came back from a hamstring injury, went 7-for-7, played some great defense as well, and DeRozan almost picks up a triple-double. Give us your assessment of those two guys and the contributions they're making to this team right now, Jerome.
Well, you know what? They are really coming up big for this team. You know, James Johnson did a great job last night against Blake Griffin and really showed what his defense of intensity can provide, as well as DeMar and how he's able to really help the offense spark us and do what he does chemistry-wise with Kyle Lowry at the helm. So, you know, he did a good job in terms of his rebounding and his assist, and he shows how much of a well-rounded player that he truly is.
Without question, Jerome Williams with us. Phone lines open shortly, 416-870-0590, 1-888-666-0590, *590 on your cell. I'm Roger Lajoie. Reach me on Twitter at TheRog590. Are the Raptors ready to play with the NBA big boys? That's my question for you. Phone lines will be open. I still think they're a ways off, just a bit of a ways off from being a legitimate NBA title contender, but as they showed last night against the Clippers, I think this team is ready to take that next step sooner rather than later. JYD, I'm curious as to what you think. How far is this team away from, I know the expectations get high, the Eastern Conference is weak, we all know, kind of comes with a caveat, this has come pretty quickly here, but you see a lot of the NBA and you see a lot of the Raptors. Just how good a team and how far away is this team from doing something really significant in your eyes?
Well, you know what, I don't think they're that far. I think that if they just continue to build chemistry and to continue to work hard with each other, there's no limits to where they can go. But as you know, in this league, it's all about who's hot at the right time and who's healthy. So if the Raptors can become healthy fully as a team, as a group, and keep building on their chemistry and teamwork, they have a great chance of really pushing for a championship.
And you look at the parts, and I guess, you know, sometimes when you're young, and you can understand this, Jerome, you played in the league and been around NBA teams. I don't want to say it's frustrating because it's just part of the process. But you see someone like, you know, Terrence Ross, who, you know, is up and down. Hey, listen, a lot of these guys are up and down. Maybe give us a thought of, is there a time, an age frame where you would expect a team to kind of gel? Is this Raptor team because of, you know, Jonas and a lot of the younger players on this team still not ready yet? Does that take another year or two? And when you say they're close, really, is there an optimum kind of age before this team really hits its stride?
Well, I think that, you know, really the gauge is, you know, every team is different. Every player is different. So, I mean, Terrence Ross is obviously a tremendous young budding star in this NBA. Still has a little bit to learn. Last year was a great experience of him being able to play in the playoffs and get the first one under his belt. But typically, you know, it's a 2 to 3 year period of actually making the playoffs before guys really are able to grasp the change of the game, how the tempo changes, how the calls the referees make change. And those things, you know, make a difference. And as the players are able to continue to grow together, that's what makes them more dangerous, because then they're going to get it, and then that's when they're going to start winning games.
Jerome, people look at this team and how they're positioned and what Dwayne Casey is trying to do and Masai Ujiri, and if there's a comparison, maybe it's the Detroit Pistons, the sum being better than the parts. Now, listen, Kyle Lowry is an all-star. DeMar DeRozan is developing into a premier player in this game, but it's not a Kobe and Shaq and Jordan and Scotty and absolute superstars, the Tim Duncan kind of team. But it is a team that gets it done. You played on some teams here in Toronto where same kind of thing, you know, maybe was true, that the group really came. How important is that everybody buys in, especially if you don't have that ultimate superstar that you can count on to win some games for you when all else goes astray? I mean, there's only so many Kobe Bryants and Michael Jordans in the world, after all.
Well, it's definitely going to be one of those types of teams that because of the lack of a superstar, they have to really focus on what they're doing and what they're doing each and every night, because it's going to be hard to win in the playoffs as any team is. But at the same time, I really think that if they really play the continuous defensive pressure, listen to their schematics and carry them out, they have a great chance, because equally they have probably one of the stronger benches in the NBA. Pound for pound, player for player. So I think that that's really going to be one of their strengths when they move to the playoffs. It's really their depth.
How important then is it that this team gets wins against teams like the Clippers to really fulfill that confidence? Obviously, you'd like to go 82-0, but at the end of the day, with the Eastern Conference being weak, some people would suggest that if their final record is 50-32, what does that really mean? But you know, Jerome, if they get enough wins against high quality NBA opponents, that 50 wins all of a sudden becomes that much more legitimate. It's not like they're always just beating up on the Celtics and Sixers, if you know what I mean.
No, absolutely. I mean, big time wins are like playoff wins, and teams like the Clippers are in the playoffs. Last night they were touting the same record as the Toronto Raptors, and the Raptors, if this was a league wide playoff race, they would be a half a game ahead of the Clippers right now. So, and then that gives them the home court advantage and gives them playoff home field. So those things are very important. I mean, it's something that builds confidence. It's another thing that also builds experience against, you know, players that can dominate the game, like Blake Griffin, like Chris Paul. But we have some good players on our team, and that's the thing. Like I said, the depth is one thing that you can't overlook in this league.
No, you can never have too much depth. That's the entire word, is having a lot of good players. Jerome Williams with us. JYD, of course, chairman of the JYD Project Incorporated. Jerome, do you find this sense of time you retired as a player that the perception of Toronto as an NBA destination has turned in the league? One thing I have found, and I think we've seen it, especially since Masai Ujiri got here, is that there's almost a newfound respect for what the Raptors are bringing to the NBA. And I think last year's playoff series, even though it ended in heartbreak in Game 7 against Brooklyn, showed that the fan base here, this city, this could turn out to be one heck of a fun town to play basketball in.
Well, Jurassic Park and the emergence of the fans being brought to the whole NBA stage is something huge for the city of Toronto and for Canada. You know, the Toronto Raptors team represents all of Canada, and that's one of the biggest pluses that they have over other NBA franchises that just tout a city. And that's something that has to be taken advantage of, and I think the Raptors are doing a great job of that. And as they continue their fan base and what they're able to do with the fans, it's only going to grow and get bigger and stronger.
Jerome, tell us about the JYD project and what you're up to these days before we let you go here.
Well, absolutely. The JYD project obviously was born right here in the city of Toronto. Yesterday, we were just with the representatives of the Smile Zone, and we're going to actually do a Smile Zone here locally at Mount Sinai Hospital. So we're doing a great job of still reaching out to the Toronto community and the people here of Canada and doing things here in the community. And a lot of my board members are still living here in the city, and we do a lot of great things for kids. So we're going to keep pushing, doing program after program in the States, as well as in this great city of Toronto and Canada at large.
Well, Jerome, it's great to have you on the station. So wonderful to see the crowd react to you. And your bobblehead is really a badge of honor. Thanks so much for being with us. Always great to hear your voice, and stay well, and visit us many more times. Love to see you here.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show. Shout out to the Dog Pound. Keep hitting me up on Twitter. I love seeing those bobblehead shout outs on Twitter. Junkyard Dog JW.
Can you bark for us before you go? Would you mind? No? Jerome, thanks. You're the best, pal. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Jerome Williams.